Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Classic Corner. Today we're broadcasting from a coal mine, and today's show is actually going to be about
Johnny. Come here. I found something, man.
What did you find,
dude?
Oh my God! I think Will here found the lead mine. This is radio.dominican.edu, radio.dominican.edu, the Classic Corner. Stay tuned for Led Zeppelin. All right. Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin, Led Zeppelin, Led Zeppelin. Here we are in the studio right here with Will.
How you doing?
Will Gedsted again from last week. Last week we were here in the studio talking about some of Jimi Hendrix's greatest songs, greatest hits.
So much fun.
It was a good time. And good. We thought, you know, why don't we just reprise his role here in the studio? And this week we're talking about the one and only...
None other.
Led Zeppelin. This band, Led Zeppelin, has been very dear and personal to me. And I'm sure for you too, Will, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Like, every person who loves classic rock definitely has to like Led Zeppelin. It's like the default, you know, band that comes with liking classic rock.
It's like rock and roll standards. Like.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a standard almost today. Yeah. That is Led Zeppelin. And the way I found out about Zeppelin was, it took me a while actually to actually like good music, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Honestly, when I was in middle school, I liked the top 40 radio. I have to admit it. I liked the top 40. I like,
okay.
I know.
Everyone was there.
Like, when I was a kid, I had a CD with Britney Spears and like Black Eyed Peas and all those other people.
Yeah.
And you know, it took me a while.
You don't know any better. That's the
You don't know. That song sounds good.
Yeah. You don't know what good sounds like yet.
Yeah, but yeah, you don't know it. You don't know it yet. But anyway, I got into the Beatles, and then I thought of getting into other bands that like kind of not sound like them, but were around like the same era. And I think that definitely like one of the first Led Zeppelin songs I got really attached to was, or I think it was freshman year, I got attached to Stairway, of course, Stairway to Heaven, and Since I've Been Loving You. Those two songs I really, really loved, and those two songs got me into Led Zeppelin. That's how I basically found out about them, threw up my friends too, and, in 2007, which was around the time that I was actually getting into them, they were on iTunes for the first time.
Really?
Yeah, in 2007 with the release of Mothership. It was like, that's why. Because the reason why it was a big thing that they were promoting Zeppelin at the time is because this was the first time that Led Zeppelin was available in digital format, in MP3, like to sell online.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course they had their CDs, but it was the first time they got sold, so...
They're much more accessible, yeah.
In honor of that, the company, whatever company that Led Zeppelin is in, probably Swan Song, I think it's called, made Mothership their greatest hits. Really great album, one of my favorites. But that's how I found out about them. How did you find out about Led Zeppelin, Will?
I was actually really late to the game. I'm a late bloomer. I'm not... Yes. I used to listen to, like... terrible music.
Oh no, me too.
No, yeah. I mean,
it's embarrassing how my what my iPod looked like in seventh grade.
Oh yeah, even like further than that, I just didn't know, and it took me a long time, and then I guess gradually, because I started playing guitar, I sort of got into more rock music formats.
Yeah.
I think I was listening to a lot more just softer stuff, and then I just was too close-minded about, you know, branching out. I think with a lot of people, they're too close-minded to branch out. So, I was like a diehard Jimmy fan, and then Jimmy kind of was like, okay, well, I mean, yeah, that's like rock, and then that opened the door, I guess, for just like a lot of other bands for me, and then I started to just like notice like lots of different genres, and then Led Zeppelin is just you can't say no. You can't. It's not. And I guess when I first really got attracted was when I was learning how to play guitar, and my teacher was trying to teach me Good Times, Bad Times.
Oh, that's a good one.
And it was just so hard, and I listened to the solo, and I was like, well, like, that's not possible. Like,
yeah, so fast. Like, you can't do that, you know.
Like, who is that? And then eventually, eventually opened my mind up more, and I stopped being a loser, and I started listening to actual music.
Honestly, what was the kind of stuff, like, I'm actually very curious. I know this is a classic rock show, but I'm actually very curious. What kind of stuff were you embarrassed about? I mean, Honestly, tell us right now. Like, tell us, what was your favorite song before you got into classic rock?
I was a surfer, and I used to, don't laugh at me, I used to love Jack Johnson. I thought he was great.
Oh.
I thought he was, like, actually, like, talented, but I think it was just because he was a surfer. And he's actually, the funny part is, like, he's a terrible musician, but not a lot of people know this. He was a pro surfer, so he's actually like
I think I heard
way
about that.
Better surfer than he is a musician.
I think I heard about that once, that so he was like a pro surfer. Like, what, Jack?
No, he's like, if you watch videos, he's like,
it's like,
as a surfer, my standpoint, like, he's actually really good. Like,
hey guys, I'm Jack Johnson. Now I'm about to ride this 40-foot wave and sing this bad song at the same time.
He needs to stick with his surfing. He's got a good style. Yeah, I was a late bloomer, but you know, it doesn't matter. You open up your mind eventually, and you're never too old or too, you know, young to listen to good music.
So. Jack Johnson. Damn, I thought you were gonna say something else. I have even worse likes.
I used to like hyphy music back when I was in eighth grade, and then I got to high school and some guy, that was like Bay Area rap music.
Oh,
it was so silly. And then some guy in high school, he had these posters that were like, stop the hyphy movement. And then I was like, wait, what? And then I realized, like, oh, people like hate this. And then
Well, back to Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin is a very interesting and very, very extremely unique group that in the classic rock era, they were like,
they were the first heavy metal band, really.
They were the first heavy metal band, and they're the only band to have. I mean, it was one of those bands that it's the reason why they're so popular is because they had their own sound. You hear a Zeppelin song, and you can't really recreate that.
No,
it's Led Zeppelin. They have their own sound, and you know why? Because they had such strong musicians. Every single one and every single person in Led Zeppelin is worth mentioning, in every single song that they did.
Yeah.
And
I think we should talk about all of them.
I think we should talk about them. And let's start with good old Robert Plant and you were telling me this, that Robert Plant, and you're 20, right?
I'm 20 years old right now.
Will right now is 20. And that's the same age Robert joined Led Zeppelin. He was 20 years old.
1969, he was about 20. I think all the other members were like 25, 27.
When I was starting to listen to Led Zeppelin's music, you know, like, you know, you'd see these adults, but now that I'm getting older, it's just, like, not that far away. Yeah. It's crazy.
I feel like such a waste of time.
Yeah, I know. Like, I should be
rocking out right now.
I should be rocking out right now. But, you know what? Let's just play some of one of Robert's greatest moments. And I have here...
20-year-old's music here.
Will's age. I have here I Can't Quit You, Baby, the BBC Sessions from 1971.
Oh, yeah.
Really great song, and it really highlights Rob's vocal. So, the Classic Corner, radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ King with Will in the studio. Led Zeppelin, don't go anywhere.
You down for one. Oh, I can't quit you, baby. I'm gonna put you down hear me holler, man.
All right, radio.dominican.edu. This is the Classic Corner with DJ King talking about Robert Plant. And now, you know what? That was a really great song. And what we were just talking about is Robert Plant's best moment, one of his best moments in singing, because, of course, Robert Plant is the main singer of Led Zeppelin.
He's a great, that's honestly one of my favorite songs.
Definitely. That was.
He's such a good blues singer.
If you see some of the concert footage, he just goes insane.
Yeah.
And
he's got a great persona on stage, yeah.
And he has, he just goes from crazy ranges, and he's just, he can wail. Like, classic rock artists, you know, you want the epic guitar solos, the craziness, but for Led Zeppelin, you want to hear his voice, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got such a dynamic voice, and he knows how to, you know, go up and down with different. I don't think there's going to be anyone else like him. He's just too amazing, yeah.
And his voice is just extremely iconic. I was hearing some of his solo stuff from the 80s, and, you know, of course, like, oh, that's Robert Plant. Like, it sounded weird to hear him, you know, in the 80s, but, you know, boom, Robert Plant. You know, like, what he sounds like.
Yeah.
A beautiful voice. And also in that song, we also have some of Jimmy Page's greatest guitar work, I Can't Quit You, Baby, from Led Zeppelin 1 from 1969. Jimmy Page is on the list, standing in between shoulders of Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton. Here we have Jimmy Page. And Jimmy is one of the greatest guitarist ever and incredible inspiration. I mean, I'm sure he's an incredible inspiration for you. You play the guitar.
He is brilliant. He's extremely fast. He's a dynamic soloer. He doesn't just go straight to, you know, something really high and really flashy. He really thinks about what he's going to play, and he's a really smart guitar player, and he knows his blues.
He makes it look like it's easy too on stage. He's
not even trying.
I see him. I see these pictures. I see this. I see these videos, and he has a straight face, a neutral face, and he's just going at it.
He's just going all out. He practiced. He like Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton, all those guys just like sat down and listened to just blues, and they earned where they are today. They're just, yeah.
But do you think that, I actually have a question, but, you know, with the insane popularity that Led Zeppelin got, and granted, you know, Jimmy was a great guitarist on the first album, you know, after that they had to do some tours. You think that, I mean, you know, maybe he was just a really good guitarist at first and then became such a guitar god is because he did all those tours. Or do you think that he just had that already and had it ready to go for a show? I mean, here we have Led Zeppelin doing, you know, year-round tours, and every night you're playing the same song, longer, slower, faster.
Right.
And you're just practicing. So what do you think?
I think it's a little of both.
Probably.
It has to be. But the first Led Zeppelin album, the debut album, and even when he was with the Yardbirds, he was still an amazing guitar player. Like, he was 25 when he started Led Zeppelin. So, you know, he's a little bit older than I, you know, he had some practicing time.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think he, like, really...
really supplied, like, it, and
he
then
really came out of, especially with that first album, he had a lot of ideas.
Yeah. Now that I think back, I listened to the Zeppelin album, the debut, this weekend. For a debut, that is a very good.
Some top songs on there.
It's my favorite Led Zeppelin album, actually.
Yeah. I can't think of a bad song on, you know, there's some songs where you're like, okay, maybe, but. Every song on that album.
Every song. It's a perfect album. And Jimmy Page, one of the greatest guitar players. I have here one of Jimmy Page's greatest moments.
If not the greatest.
If not the greatest. But here we are. Radio.dominican.edu. Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin, all that good stuff. All that good stuff that
Let's
you want.
Do it.
A physical graffiti song, 75, 10 years gone.
Again, it will be. Though the course may change sometimes, rivers always reach the sea.
far to go. Change has filled my time, baby, that's alright with me. In the midst I think of you and how it used to be.
Ten Years Gone from the Physical Graffiti album, Led Zeppelin, 1975. Some of that good old-fashioned
rock and roll.
Good old-fashioned rock and roll here on radio.dominican.edu. The good place to find some classic rock.
And us. You're welcome.
Whatever happened to that coal mine thing? Oh, well, anyway. So here we are talking about Led Zeppelin, and we've just done Robert Plant, And the song that we use for an example of one of his greatest vocal moments was I Can't Quit You Baby from the BBC Sessions. And now Jimmy Page, 10 years gone from the Physical Graffiti album. Who's next? John Paul Jones.
Oh my God, yes.
Well, see, the thing is that John Paul, like, I love Page. I love Plant. I love me some Bonham. But
everyone
honestly,
loves him some Bonham. But
you know what? I always keep forgetting about John Paul Jones.
He's quiet.
He's the quiet member of the group. And even though that none of the other members sing or anything,
none of them are too loud. But I think he's one of the most underrated because
he can
probably play every instrument.
We have here Robert who's singing. We have here John Bonham doing the guitar solos, and of course Jimmy doing the drum solos and the guitar solos. But you know, we have to also acknowledge that John Paul Jones has some great keyboard and bass moments.
I think he plays violin. He's
well, does he now?
I think he is just this huge like KFC bowl of just amazing talents. Like he can just do whatever he wants.
Well put.
Good analogy. You're welcome, KFC.
And now the Classic Corner is brought to you by KFC.
John Paul Jones does not endorse
KFC. But you know, talking about some good old John Paul Jones. And, you know, I was, like, choosing some of the soundtrack for the show today, and I thought, you know, I kind of rediscovered, you know, John Paul's great talent, and we have here Your Time Is Gonna Come, which has that beautiful keyboard solo.
Yeah, it's...
Organ.
An electric organ in the front there, and it's just...
It's electric?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I think you have to hear it for yourself. It's honestly, it's one of my favorite songs. I think it really displays everyone in the band, but John Paul a lot, really. So.
That's, you know, it lasts for like 30 seconds probably, or something around that. It's long, and you definitely remember it because it's like, you know, you have here a sudden organ solo, and it's very beautiful.
I think it's better than Butterflies. I think there was a debate about that. This solo and then Butterflies.
You mean by, you know,
just Butterflies.
Oh, yeah.
No, Butterflies.
No, just Butterflies. But I'm sure this is better because, of course, it's Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, no, Butterflies suck. All right.
So.
Oh, there's a car of Butterflies coming in.
No, Butterflies. Your Time Is Gonna Come, displaying one of John Paul Jones's keyboard skizzles. And
bass, obviously.
and bass as well. From the first Led Zeppelin album from 1969. This is the Classic Corner talking about Led Zeppelin and all the good stuff. Okay, so I'm just going to play this song now. Classic Corner, DJ King, radio.dominican.edu. Thank you.
take a breath. It's fading away. Can't feel you anymore. Don't care what you say, 'cause I'm gonna wear the snake. Gonna make you pay for that great big hole in my heart. People jumping all around. Watch out, woman. No longer is that you're gonna be on my heart. You've been bad to me, woman, but it's coming back home to you.
Radio.Dominican.edu. We're playing Led Zeppelin in the studio for you, because this is a classic rock show, and we have to play Led Zeppelin. Your time is going to come from the first Led Zeppelin album, here in the studio with Will. Say hi, Will.
Your time is going to come.
Your time is going to come. An incredible song by an incredible band, showing off the bassist and the keyboardist's incredible skills that he...
He's two people, actually.
He's two, yeah. He was two people all people. Along.
Heed this warning, John Paul Jones. That's why he has such a long name. He's
John Paul Jones.
He's actually three different people, actually. That's why he has three first names.
Oh, man. So we've reached the last, but definitely not least, the drummer for Led Zeppelin, John Bonham. This, other than Ringo, I think that... John is definitely mentioned a lot.
He's amazing. Oh God.
He's an incredible.
I can't hold it back any longer.
I can, he's actually very personal to me because, you know, I'm a drummer myself and, you know, John Bonham is, one of my influences and John Bonham is more like, I guess you'd say, the finish line. Because if I'm as good as John Bonham one day, I'd consider that the finish line.
Yeah, I'm done. I don't need to listen to anyone.
If I can do,
just go into class.
If I can do Moby Dick live for 20 minutes, I think you'd say that I'm a pretty accomplished.
I think I'm done with life, yeah.
I think I could die happy
just
if I'm like that.
Yeah, just
kind of like the goal, you know what I mean?
I need to get there so we can just die. I'm gonna, you know.
Boom. John Bonham status, we're good. It's kind of like reaching Nirvana or like Buddha.
If you ever see us practicing our instruments, we're just essentially just trying to get closer to death.
All good stuff. You know, John Bonham, the only Led Zeppelin member who's dead, actually.
Yeah.
There's this thing. Actually, this is one thing I really want to do before I die, is to put my own drumsticks on John Bonham's grave, because there's this picture I saw. John Bonham, there's many drumsticks. There's probably at least, I don't know, like 100 pairs probably in that picture that I saw.
Yeah.
Flowers, drumsticks, and that's definitely something I want to do. It's probably England.
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Probably has a party on his grave at all times.
Yeah. I actually visited Jim Morrison's grave.
In
Paris.
They had to move his grave, Jim Morrison, because there were too many hippies going to it and partying. After he died, he was still throwing.
He was still
partying way
the center of the party.
Yeah.
When he was dead. Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's. You're welcome.
Weekend
Jim
at Jim's.
endorses Weekend at Bernie's.
But definitely John Bonham is definitely one of the greatest drummers ever.
You can hear it, I think, in every song.
Go right now. Well, not right now, but after the show, go on YouTube, look up Moby Dick Live from The Song Remains the Same. I think that's 75, 76, or something like that. It was like mid-Led Zeppelin career. Look that up right now. Like, Moby Dick Live, it's in like three parts. And that's all one drum
stairway,
solo.
You know? It's his big deal.
Oh, jeez.
You can't talk. And I, you know, I wish I knew more about the drums, but don't. Because I'm an idiot. I think we all knew that. But
because you listen to Jack Johnson.
Well, you know what? I open up to you, and but no, it. I think with any song, you can definitely hear that this is what a talented drummer is supposed to sound like. So
right here we have a track from him, from the Led Zeppelin, "Poor Tom," from 1970. It's off the Coda album, the one that came out in 1982. Radio.dominican.edu. All right, that was one of John Bonham's best drum moments.
Guitar, drum works, yes. I'm so into guitar right now.
And unfortunately, we are out of time.
No.
But don't join us next week for the Classic Corner on radio.dominican.edu. Don't worry, we're going to be back next week. Same time, same place at 8 o'clock p.m. Today, you know, it was a great day, talked about some Led Zeppelin, and now we're about to give you Stairway to Heaven. It's the moment we've all been waiting for. Definitely. So, everyone, have a good night.
I miss you already.
Have a good week. I'll see you next week. This is radio.dominican.edu, the Classic Corner, DJ King, Stairway to Heaven. Have a good night.
She's buying the stairway to heaven.
the